Greg, thanks for joining us today on our Voice of the Valley, and what an honor again to have you here, and what an honor for you, because I understand that you have been nominated in several categories, and of course, what an honor that is in your industry. Tell us a little bit about that.
You bet. As a singer and a songwriter, any recognition is always great. And the most recent nominations that I've received is from an organization called the Josie Music Awards. Mm-hmm. And the Josie Awards were started about 23 years ago, to be able to give some recognition to individuals and artists who are not part of, like, the Country Music Association or the Academy of Country Music, ACMs, all of those really big organizations, but recognizing that there are artists that are putting out great music, doing great efforts in the arts, and to give some recognition to those. I have been honored to receive nominations in four categories to be a finalist. And the first one is as the vocalist of the year in the contemporary country category.
Mm-hmm.
That's huge.
That's nice.
The vocalist of the year out of everybody.
Uh-huh.
There were 30,000 submissions for the various categories in this. I've also had a nomination for Album of the Year for the State of Mind album.
State of Mind.
And we highlighted this last year when we were back in the station.
Yep.
State of Mind is an album that I released just about a year ago. It's available on all of your music outlets, but this is up for Album of the Year. I've also been nominated as the Artist of the Year in the traditional Western and country music category. And again, that's out of all of the people that are doing traditional and Western. And most significantly, out of all of the male artists,
mm-hmm.
I'm up for Entertainer of the Year.
Wow.
And Entertainer is the greatest honor that any artist can earn, because it recognizes the hardest work ethic. Doing the work of entertaining on the road, the musical releases, the shows, the interviews, who's actually doing the work of entertaining better and more than anybody else?
Oh, that's a great, and we're so proud of you, Greg, for getting these nominations. It's fantastic. Now, a lot of people who are just joining us in this broadcast may not know, but Greg is a writer. He writes all of his stuff.
Everything I do,
yeah,
from the stage.
He does. And so he's singer-songwriter Greg Hager. Speaking of State of Mind, and it's being nominated for Album of the Year, I got an idea. Why don't you play the title song off of your album, State of Mind?
Sounds good. This song, incidentally, Steve, the album in the Western music playlists.
Okay.
There's over 150 stations worldwide that kind of specialize in Western and more traditional country. The album has been in the top 30 for over a year as far as the albums. And the title track that I'm going to sing for you now has actually in the number one spot in the world for 14 weeks.
Oh, that's great.
And that's a huge honor to have your music go round and round and round. Here's State of Mind. It's not just the state of Texas, though it could be. Out in Oklahoma that you will see. In Utah or Dakota where they tend the land. Wyoming and Montana or the desert sand. From Arkansas to Michigan you'll find. What makes you a cowboy is the state of mind. State of mind. You don't have to go that far and you will find. No matter where you are, it's more than just the place you hang your hat. My friend, it's really so much more than that. It's a state of mind. I've seen it in Nebraska, but not only there. Iowa and Illinois have got their share. In fact, across this land of ours from sea to sea, from Florida to Washington, there will be. Through Canada and New Mexico you'll find. What makes you a cowboy is the state of mind. State of mind. You don't have to go that far and you will find, no matter where you are, it's more than just the place you hang your hat. My friend, it's really so much more than that. It's a state of mind. Well, it's more than just the place you hang your hat. My friend, it's really so much more than that. It's a state of mind. It's a state of mind.
There he is, Greg Hager with State of Mind here on Your Voice of the Valley, KOVC. What a wonderful thing. I got to ask you, what's the genesis of that song? What inspired you to write that song?
You know, in the Western culture, well, I suppose maybe in any culture, people are quick to look and say, who are you really? You know, if you were, you know, your favorite sports team, they say, well, you must really be a favorite fan or a best kind of fan of such and such sports team.
Yeah.
Whether it, you know, locally, whether it's like the Twins or the Vikings, if you wear purple or the Twins, yeah, I'm a great fan. In Western culture, oftentimes, well, just because you wear boots doesn't necessarily mean that you are a cowboy, or whether you wear Western clothes or a hat. And so sometimes people will say, well, you know, are you really who you are? But most often, and I've learned with almost everything in life, that what you think about becomes part of your reality. And so I wrote that song to kind of reinforce that it's not just the people who grew up on the land that can consider themselves as a cowboy. In fact, you know, Trent Luce, the great Trent Luce, has a little speech that he does, and you know Trent.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he talks about the fact that if you honor your word, and you stand up and do your best, and you face the results no matter what happens, you know, then you can take pride in yourself. You know, it's kind of a
absolutely
summary. So in the Western or cowboy culture, that the state of mind, what happens up here, is more important than just if you happen to wear the clothes.
Yeah.
The clothes don't make you, but what's in your mind, who you are in your head, is what determines who you are.
That's great. And to me, it's another great theme song for the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame, which we are a part of as well.
Yeah.
And and of course, the Western way of life. That's great. Well, Greg is in concert tonight, Wednesday at 7:15, and at the historic City Park. Bandshell is back again. So
the Bandshell
is
back.
We love having our entertainment there. And so tonight at 7:15, and you're going to be playing some cuts off of that album and some of your previous work as well, I suppose. Huh?
You bet we will. Yeah. It'll be a full concert tonight. And so the greatest thing about City Park is the Bandshell is set up that there's so much space that people can spread out whatever distance that they want to spread.
That's right. Yep.
And I'll be providing sound no matter where you are. If you can see the stage, you'll have good sound for listening, and the weather sounds to be perfect tonight. And so folks can come on out and bring five friends with you. I mean, let's celebrate outdoor arts, concert in the park, and have a great time tonight.
That's great. Thanks again, Greg, for joining us today, and all the best on your nominations, okay?
Thank you. I'll keep you posted.
Very good. There's Greg Hager, singer-songwriter, our guest here on Our Voice of the Valley.